Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Start in Chess, where we dive into the fascinating intersections of history, culture, and mental well-being. Today, we're exploring a topic that beautifully blends the ancient with the modern, the history of chess therapy. Yes, you heard that right. Chess isn't just a game of kings and queens. It's a game that has shaped minds, cultivated intellect, and even served as a therapeutic tool for centuries. So, grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's journey through time to uncover how chess has evolved into a powerful form of therapy.
Our story begins in ancient India, around the 6th century, with a game called Chaturanga, the precursor to modern chess. Chaturanga was more than just a game. It was a reflection of the battlefield, where players had to strategize and think several moves ahead. The mental demands of this game were intense, requiring players to anticipate their opponent's actions and plan accordingly. It wasn't long before Chaturanga spread across Persia and the Middle East, where it evolved into the game of chess we recognize today. As chess made its way into Europe, it became a favorite among the aristocracy and military leaders.
Why?
Because it was seen as a tool to sharpen the mind, a way to train oneself in the art of strategy and decision-making. While formal therapeutic practices weren't in place back then, the seeds of chess therapy were already being sown. Chess was recognized for its ability to develop mental fortitude, a trait highly valued in leaders and thinkers of the time.
Fast forward to the Middle Ages, and chess had become a symbol of intellectual development. Monks and scholars in monasteries played chess to stimulate their minds and engage in thoughtful contemplation. In a time when books were scarce and knowledge was guarded, chess served as a mental exercise, helping players develop skills like memory, concentration, and logical reasoning. It's fascinating to think that during this period, chess wasn't just about winning a game. It was about honing the mind. The game's emphasis on patience and problem-solving made it an ideal tool for intellectual growth. While chess wasn't formally recognized as therapy yet, its role in mental development was undeniable. The Middle Ages set the stage for what would eventually become a formalized practice of using chess to improve mental health.
The Renaissance brought a new perspective to chess. This was an era of rebirth, a time when people began to question old beliefs and seek out new knowledge. Chess, during this period, was not only seen as a game of intellect, but also as a means of moral and mental education. Philosophers and educators began to advocate for chess as a tool to teach virtues like patience, humility, and perseverance. Chess was viewed as a metaphor for life itself, where every move had consequences. Players were encouraged to think about the long-term impact of their decisions, a lesson that extended beyond the board and into real life. The idea that chess could serve as a tool for self-improvement and moral education became more widespread, setting the stage for its future use in therapy.
Let's move into the 19th century, a time when modern psychology was beginning to take shape. It was during this period that chess therapy started to emerge as a formal practice. With the rise of mental institutions and a better understanding of mental health, chess was introduced as a way to engage patients, particularly those suffering from depression and anxiety. One of the earliest documented uses of chess in therapy occurred in mental health institutions, where it was found to be incredibly beneficial. The game required focus, strategic thinking, and the ability to manage complex problems, skills that were particularly helpful for individuals dealing with mental health challenges. Although chess therapy was still in its infancy, this period laid the groundwork for the practice we know today.
The 20th century brought about significant advancements in psychology, and with it, chess therapy began to take on a more formal role in mental health treatment. Psychiatrists and therapists started to incorporate chess into their practices, recognizing its value, and this practice sharpens your decision-making abilities, helping you make clearer, more confident choices in everyday situations. And let's not forget about mental fog, that frustrating feeling when your thoughts are scattered and you just can't think straight. Regular chess play can help clear that fog by keeping your brain active and engaged, promoting a state of mental clarity that feels like a breath of fresh air.
But don't just take my word for it. There's plenty of scientific evidence to back up these benefits. Numerous studies have shown that playing chess can boost IQ, enhance memory, and improve cognitive functions across the board. One fascinating study found that students who played chess regularly saw significant improvements in their cognitive abilities compared to those who didn't. Another study published in the New England Journal of Medicine revealed that engaging in mentally stimulating activities like chess could even help prevent dementia by strengthening memory and cognitive function. And if you're someone who struggles with stress, you'll be interested to know that chess can help with that too. Research from the University of Konstanz showed that playing chess can reduce stress and anxiety, giving you a clearer, calmer mind to face life's challenges.
So, now that we know how powerful chess can be for mental clarity, the big question is, how do you make it a part of your daily routine? First, start by setting aside some dedicated time for chess each day. It doesn't have to be long. Just 15 to 30 minutes can make a difference. You can play a quick game in the morning to kickstart your brain or wind down with a match in the evening. Playing against challenging opponents is key, whether that's a friend, an online player, or even a computer. The more you push your brain, the greater the benefits. And don't forget to analyze your games afterward. Reflecting on your moves and strategies helps you learn from your mistakes and improve your mental game. If you're looking for something extra, try incorporating chess puzzles into your routine. These puzzles are fantastic for honing specific skills like pattern recognition and problem solving. Finally,